And a public service reminder to the millions of Americans who opted to file their taxes later this year, tax day is in 2 weeks. I know. In what twilight zone is tax day in July? This one. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money, is here to tell us what we need to know. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So taxes normally due April 15th, now July 15th. The thinking was the extension would let people hold on to their money a little longer because of the coronavirus shutdown. So give us a sense how many people actually did that and are now filing in July.
Well, according to the IRS, they have received 138.2 million individual income tax returns as of June 19th. That's down from 144.5 million a year ago. But you know what? That probably overstates what's going on because the IRS says that current total includes a bunch of people who filed just to get the economic impact payments by those who would not usually file tax returns. Mm. And of course, as usual, those who file earliest are those who are usually due a refund. Right now, the average refund, it's running at just over $2,700.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you also tell us the households that took advantage of the extension the most are the wealthiest. Households making over $1 million, 56% of them delayed, whereas households making less than $75,000, only about 15% of them delayed. Now, maybe it was to get the, you know, the payout from the government, but that seems like the opposite of the intention.
Yeah, I think the Treasury probably was pretty panic-stricken back in March, April, and they were erring on the side of providing quite a wide berth to taxpayers. Like, we didn't know a lot of information at that time. And if you think about when they were delaying it, we were unsure how many taxpayers had the bandwidth to file taxes, older people who were getting sick, could they get to their records? You know, it was kind of just like, let's put it out there. As far as those wealthier people, of course that makes sense, right? Because if you owe money, you want to wait until the last possible moment to file. Mm-hmm. It's usually higher income Americans who owe more than they withheld from the tax year that they're referencing.
Yeah. Well, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said last week he's considering another extension beyond the upcoming July 15th deadline. So what would be the thinking there?
I think that's a head scratcher. I don't get it because I think it seems like a terrible idea. Right now, if you file for, you know, if you're ready to file for July 15th, go ahead and do it. And if you need more time, we have something called an extension. It's Form 4868. You can file for an extension until October 15th. I have no idea why he's considering this and what the real purpose would be. It seems ridiculous to me.
Well, I mean, but it is a soothing headline, you know, for people who don't know they can already get an extension, you know, to hear that there might be another one. But you say some 30 to 35 million Americans still haven't received that stimulus check we were talking about. This is according to MarketWatch, and many it's because of tax reasons. So, is there anything people should do now to ensure they get that $1,200?
You should bookmark my favorite website, which is irs.gov. And there is actually a section about coronavirus. And you can see it's irs.gov/coronavirus/economic impact payments. There's a tool that you can use to track your payment. There's also a tool for those who didn't file their tax returns. It's a non-filer tool. So go get that money if you're entitled to it. Don't wait around. irs.gov. It's actually pretty easy to navigate it.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Jill, that is so sweet that that is your favorite website.
I mean, after Here and Now.
We'll link people at hereandnow.org. Jill, thank you.
Take care.